Okay. Okay, we're on the Mishnah in Yud-Zayin. So the Mishnah is now going to talk about different instances where there is a hefsek between the schach and the walls. So we're not talking about creating the walls up and down. We're talking about a break between the schach till it reaches the wall. Okay, so number one, there's going to be three, four cases of the Mishnah. The last three are going to be very similar. So hirchik es hasikuch min hadefanos shlosh tvachim psula. So you have a sukkah, and stam sukkah in the Mishnah here are three walls. Right? That becomes the problem. It's three walls and then an opening on the fourth side. So basically what you did is the schach is more than three tvachim away from the wall. Right? So more than three tvachim away from the wall. You can't close it anymore. There's airspace. You don't have doping akuma. And you can't close it anymore. So that is going to be puzzle because you can't close it with lavud. Right? So it's as if that third wall doesn't exist in the sukkah, and the sukkah is puzzle. So look at Rashi. Hirchik min hasikuch min defanas lo bigava kamar ela bimishcha. And that's going up, but on the side, you know, going across on top. So psula. Why the avir? Because airspace posel b'shlosha afilim hatzad. Airspace in the sukkah is pasels with three tefachim, even from the side. So Rashi says, now this is an interesting Rashi about how dopin akuma works. Mikan ani omer umefarish. From here I say and explain. Hadamrinan shebeschach pasel minatzad amrinan dopin akuma. When you have, let's say that there wasn't an airspace there, there was pasel schach. And pasel schach, we can say dopin akuma. How do we say dopin akuma? Lahachshir ara amos. In other words, if you have pasel schach four amos away from the wall, you have this bent dopin akuma concept. That is. We sort of view the schach as the wall, and it bends. As opposed to the wall sort of bending under the schach, you have to view the schach as part of the wall and it bending. So the wall goes like this, and that's part of the wall. Because otherwise, Rashi is going to say, if you view it simply as the ball, the wall bending underneath the schach, then why doesn't it work with airspace? Why wouldn't you have dofen akuma even if there's airspace? Because it's just bending underneath. So he says the schach is part of it. So that's what he says, "Kali mefarish b'hadamim is a schach possible, and it's not a min dofin akuma lahashir arba amos. Hainu d'shachshinu l'schach ilu min a dofin v'nekam v'nichol l'mayla uva'avi." When it comes to airspace, leka l'meimer hachi. You can't say that because there's no schach there to complete the bend. He says, "Eini mefarish." I do not explain. Rowan, if he says eini mefarish, I mean somebody else did. So it's a machlokas. The eini mefarish rowan es hadof and kihilu akam v'holi tachas haschach pasul. I don't view it as if the wall bends underneath the schach, underneath the schach pasul. Megila schach kasher umotzi zapsul mesukah. Im kein gam gabi avir nami nimachik. Because then when it comes to the airspace, he would think that also works. So the whole to do when you had the dope in a kuma, can you sit under the schach pasul? Can you not sit under the schach pasul? Beyond time, but enough now. But that's Rashi seems to indicate that what happens is that the schach is considered part of the wall. The schach is considered part of the wall. So if you have airspace, there's nothing to connect to the wall to bend it. Okay, that's case number one. Case number two. And we've seen these cases. Bayis shenivchas. So we have a house that has beams as its roof, and in the middle the beams fell through. So bayis shenivchas. And what do? The sikhe chagava. So then you put schach, right? It's picture kuf ayin in our book, and you put schach in the middle, right in the middle where the breach in the ceiling happened. The sikhe chagava im yesh min hakotel the sikuch arba amas psula. If there is from the corner, from the place where from the wall to the area where you put the schach in, if there's more than four amos, then it's possible. Why? Because dofen akuma works for up to four amos. But four rabbis and above, there's no concept of dofen akuma. That's case number two, or number one, dofen akuma. Case number three is v'chein chotzer shehi mukefes achsadra. Okay, so what you have here with chotzer mukefes achsadra is the following case. You have a chotzer, right? So you have all the chotzer here now is everything is entering from the doorways into a courtyard. And on top of the courtyard, there's an awning that goes around three sides of the courtyard. So what you did... You threw schach on top of that awning to make a sukkah. So again, the question is, how far does that awning extend from the walls of the chatzir? If it extends less than four amos, then you have no problem because you have to open a kumah and you can sit under where you were misachek. That is case number three. Okay? What? Under the schach. Yeah. You cover the kosher sukkah over there. But the wall extends to that area.
Well,
I said that's it seems to be a machlokas depending on how you
right, that would be a wall. No.
The Ron brings down the sheet of Rav Nissim Golan, and he says, based on that, that he reads this Rav Nissim Golan that says, and we have Dovin Akuma, you can still sit under the area. I think most people reject it.
Because Dovin Akuma is the Dovin, the wall.
Okay.
The fucking sitting under the wall.
Right.
So that's not a question. Okay. Under a wall?
Maybe, is it that the wall hits the schach, or the schach kasher then extends to the wall? But that's
no,
that.
No,
but other people explain that it's the schach going down to the wall. So this, if the schach goes down to the wall, then you'll be able to sit underneath it. It's not for now. I don't understand it so well, but it's not for now. Okay, next case is sukkah gedola. You have a big sukkah, which I guess means anything more than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So you have a sukkah gedola. Shehikufa bedavrish emesachim bo. So what you did is you made kosher schach, basically. You made a kosher sukkah, okay? It's an area. And then there's Dalit Amos. Basically, you put non-kosher schach on top of the sukkah, except for one area. So if that area is away from the walls, more than Dalit Amos, it's going to be possible because you don't say Dofen Dofen Akuma. So we ended up having these three cases of Dofen Akuma, and the Gemara is going to ask, why do I need all three cases? Okay? He taught me Dofen Akuma the first time, the second time, the third time. I got it, Dofen Akuma. Gemara says, no, kol hani lamili, why do I need all three cases? Gemara says, tricha, I need all three cases. The Gemara says, that's why. Let's say you had the first case of the house where the ceiling caved in. So the walls that you're using are used for, I guess, for the purposes of the house. They're used for the inside. They're used for that area. So you're using walls that are meant to enclose somebody to sit there. That's what the walls are used for. Right? When it comes to the case of the chutzah that has the awning, what are those walls used for? Those are the outside walls of the house. Those walls are you're now using the walls for the not for their intended purpose. The intended purpose of the walls is to protect the inside of the house, and now we're using them on the outside of the house. So maybe you would say Dofen Akuma doesn't apply there. What the svaras are, we have to do some research. But that maybe you would say that it doesn't apply because the walls are now not being used for their purpose. Rashi says, look, Rashi in the second wide line. At the middle lines, mishum lahani mechitzos labayis avdinon liyos dofen labayis zeh. That's the case of that's the walls that you would say fine. That's for the case in the inside, right? Hilchach shadinon mechitzos basa sukkah deikum. So the walls are serving their purpose. So just bend the walls and make the sukkah. However, aval chutzer hamukefes achsaja the mechitzos lav lachsaja nasa. What are they made for? Not made for the that portico area for that the balcony area. It's rather el labayis. So he'll collect the maimer chickens of Sajra Kim's funnels halalu he. Don't say that these walls bend. Below Shadin the funnels hakal at Satsuka. The walls only bend, we think the walls only bend to the area that they're intended to be used. Not for the area outside. Right? If I have that's the Habino, Kamash one, no. So Gemara says what?
I'm
saying the E Ashmin and Hani Tarti, and if you had these two cases, so what about the third case of the non kosher schach over there? Mishum, this is much more difficult. Mishum the sachan sach kosher hu. Aval sukkah gedola shekivu davar she'im sachin bo. The sachan sach kosher hu. Emo lo tzricha. The difference is that the sukkah, the last case, is dealing with actual sach puzzle. The first two cases are dealing with the achsadra or the roof of the house, which are made of boards, which, even though there's probably tit or stuff on top of it, which they are materials that can theoretically be used for sach. It's wood boards. They're wood boards. The third case is dealing with schach puzzle. Let's say it's aluminum rods or something like that, which is not even in the parsha of schach. So maybe you would say Dofen Akuma doesn't work in that instance. Maybe Dofen Akuma would only work with the only problem with the first two cases because you have passive aluminum osway. That's why it's puzzle. So maybe Dofen Akuma only works to alleviate that issue, but doesn't work to alleviate schach puzzle. Kamash Mani comes to alleviate even the issue of schach puzzle. Again, I don't know what the svara would be to distinguish. I'm not sure. Okay. That's
applied to walls, to the walls.
The schach.
In the case of the courtyard with the awning,
using the walls of the house to extend beyond the achsadra to get to the kosher schach. So the achsadra, the walls of the house are bending to meet the kosher schach. It's the same case.
The awnings around the house is what the problem is.
No, the awning is around the chutzir. Look at the case. The awning is around the chutzir. Right. So that's the non kosher schach. Because you're sitting under there in the chutzir. It's the same case. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go to discuss the shear of Sach Pasul, that's an apostle of Sukkah.
But in all these cases, you can only sit under the
Chuzis. We mentioned it before, yes, we're going to say yes. But go with that. There is apparently a Shita that is discussed. I didn't really see it inside, so I can't discuss it, but yes. Okay. Amar Rabba. Rabba says as follows. Ashkechitinu l'rabban de Rab. I found these young whippersnappers from the base medrash of Rav. Just want to say that word. The Yasi v'Kamri, that they sat and they were saying. Now there's two different things that can be wrong with the schach. It could either be schach pasul, I mean non kosher schach, which is used aluminum bowls, You can have non kosher schach on top, which we'll say is metal rods, or you can have a space. That also presents a problem. So how much of each will create a problem for the sukkah? Again, the sukkah is three walls. I'm talking about most of the time here, it's three walls. So you have the space in between. It kind of cuts apart the sukkah, and you only have two walls. So you have airspace, and you have metal rods, which is chach pasul.
What's the mission where you say that airspace is going less than 2 feet?
That's from the wall. We're talking in the middle of the sukkah now.
We're talking about now
the
walls. We're talking
about the sukkah. The chach on top of the sukkah, right? Amar Rabba, Ashki Chintu Rav. The Yasavi Ka'amri, and they said, Avir, right, the airspace on top of the sukkah, look at the picture, airspace on top of the sukkah, right, Kuf Ayin Dalit, on the bottom of Nunches. Okay, I don't know what's in that one. So Avir, you buy me the second one, I'll bring it in, okay. Avir, Posel B'Shlosha. Avir, airspace, Pasos of Sukkah, three Tvachim. If there's a width of three tefachim that extends the whole way through down, that airspace is going to pasul the sukkah. Uschach pasul, but if you have schach pasul, you have these metal poles running through, that's posel be'arba'a. That, in order to make a pasul, would be four tefachim. So airspace is more chamur than schach pasul. So basically, if you have airspace on your sukkah that's 3.5 tefachim wide, it's better to put down metal rods now to keep the sukkah kosher, as opposed to leaving it empty, because airspace is worse than schach pasul. Keep that in mind. Schach pasul, pasul arba. Right?
From the walls, though, we say
Dofen akuma. That's talking about Dofen akuma. So obviously here, we're talking about here, it's four tefachim in the middle, and it's four tefachim in the middle, and probably more than four tefachim away from you can tell anything.
Kosher schach, yeah.
It's kosher schach. We're talking about in the middle. We're not talking about from the walls. We're just talking about in this top.
We have 7 feet of non-kosher, which
because the wall bends.
But we have
because the wall doesn't bend. Yes. Right. So then, Aminu Luhu, that's the easy part.
Well, location.
Right, that's the easy part. Aminu Luhu Ana, and I spoke to them, I said to them, let me understand this. Avir de posel b'shlosha minolachu. How do you know that airspace, it's pasul if it's three tefachim wide? So they said, Titnan, because look at our Mishnah, it says, Hirchik et hasikuch min adafanos shlosha Oh, maybe he's saying this. I think he's saying this. Where did you learn it from? You learned it from the Mishnah. The Tanan, in the Mishnah, it says, Hirchik es hasikuch min hadefanos shlosha tvachim pasula. If you had the schach, right, more than three tvachim away, it's pasul. Hirchik es hasikuch min hadefanos shlosha tvachim psula. Right, that was the beginning of our Mishnah. Because you couldn't do Dofen Akum over there because there's an airspace. Right. So you see, three Tvachim on an airspace is puzzle. Again, we're going to have to keep it head straight because part of it's talking about from the wall, some sort of talking in the middle. No. But Rabbi says here, you see in our Mishnah, three Tvachim of airspace is puzzle. Right? Here is a secret minute of Hanus, also Tvachim Sula. So he says, and Sach puzzle nami lo lifsal ela ba arba amos. If that's the case, if you're learning it from our Mishnah, then you should learn from our Mishnah also says that puzzle schach only passes with four amos. Not four tefachim. It's four amos. Because our Mishnah says four, like you mentioned, four amos you can bend the wall. So you have four amos is a fine, is schach pasul. Three tefachim you got from the Mishnah, so you should get four amos from the tefachim. Basically, Rabbi's going to hold that four tefachim is schach pasul. So he says, Ditanan, how do we know? Because look at the Mishnah. Bayeshen nichas, the sikach agabav, im yeshman sikach lakotel, arba amos psula. So it's arba amos that's the issue when it comes to schach psula. So why are you saying schach psula is four tefachim, schach psula is four amos? So they answered him, Amruli, bar me another heek. Take, either you go out or take these svaras out from from the base madrash, because, like you said, location. Depends on what you're talking about. Dahi, in the case of the Mishnah about the Arba Amos, that's the difference is where the space is. That's the Rav Shmuel Amritavayu Mishum Dofen Akuma Naguba. That's because Dofen Akuma. That's why you have you can have schach possible of four. You have Dofen Akuma from that area, right? Rashi says. The Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayim Shem Dofen Akuma Nagaba LaHashir. Darmina Dofen Hu, because we say it's a wall. We say that Tzchach up there is not Tzchach Pasul. We say it's an actual wall. The Lo Tzchach Ain Kam Psul. So there's no Tzchach Pasul over here. We've just, however we've done it, we move the wall in, right? The Chi Amrina Be Arba. If it's Arba, it's Tvachim. If it's Arba, it's Amos. He says the Chi Amrina Be Arba. That's Tvachim. You go Be Emtsa. That's in the middle. Rachuk Min Akosal Dal Amos. If it's more than 4 amos away from the wall. That's where you have a problem with the four tvachim. Because you can't bend the wall over there. So what you have now is a chatzitzin that's running down the middle of the sukkah. The question is, if you have a four-wall sukkah, and you have this running down the middle, do you now just have two separate kosher sukkahs? If you have a three-wall sukkah, and then you have like the too big of an airspace on top, so you've cut the sukkah in half, and each one only has two walls, it's puzzle. But if I have a four-wall sukkah and a space going down, so now I have three walls. So maybe it's kosher. And maybe you have two separate kosher. I don't know. Right. You can't sit in the middle. Maybe you have two separate kosher sukkahs. He says, "Benimso kosher ben sukkah ben kosher kosher." The arba. Why is four tvachim? Because we've mentioned before, arba is a makom kosher. Arba having makom kosher lios chatzitza. It's a big enough space to constitute a chatzitza. Okay, so that's the answer.
The moral story is: you don't have enough kosher schach, you find non-kosher.
It depends up to a certain size. It'd be better to have. It's better to have non-kosher schach than no schach. Correct. So you have 3.5, like I said, 3.5 tvachim space. It's better to fill it. What you should do is put metal poles there as opposed to leaving it empty.
Just fill in the answer.
Right. So now Rabbah continues pestering them. I said no. Listen again. We said that, like we just said, schach puzzle is less chamor. I mean, space is more chamor than schach puzzle. Let's say you have schach puzzle that's less than 4, and that's fine. So you have schach pasul less than 4, and running next to it you have avir pachos mishlosha, and you have airspace less than 3 tefachim. So I have 3.9 space of metal poles, and next to it I have 2.9 airspace. So basically I have 7.8 of psul up there, but neither one amounts to making a psul in the sukkah. Right? So you don't combine. We say my. What do we say? We say it's kshera. We say it's kosher. Why? So it's kosher. That's the halacha. But let's say I have 3.9 of the metal poles, and I have a 2.9 of the airspace, and what I do now is I add another pole of metal to go on top of the 4, right? So malya b'shapudin. If I add in metal poles to the schach puzzle, my what's the din? Psula. It becomes puzzle, according to you. According to you, it becomes kapuzzle. Why? Because I had 3.9. 4 tvachim is a problem. I had 3.9. Now I add it. So Rabbi says it doesn't make sense. Non-kosher schach. A non-kosher schach should be more kal than airspace. So I had airspace and it was kosher. Now I put non-kosher schach and it's possible. He says, lo ye avir haposel v'shlosha kishach posel ba'arba. He goes, why all of a sudden now, in this case, had I had airspace, it would have been kosher, and now that I put in metal poles, it's possible. Why metal poles should be more, airspace should be more chummer than schach pasul? I mean, the answer is, I mean, it's different shiurim. I don't understand the question. And it goes throughout, like this is the accepted derech of the Gemara. It goes throughout. Right, Rashi says, ma il ika schach pasul pachas me'arba, right, ba'avir b'tzido pachas mishlosha. What does he say? He says, psula, the ika chatzitza arba. Look at the, it's the, third, fourth line from the bottom in Rashi. Umitchila, originally, kishahaya avir, when there was airspace, shehu chamer, which is more chamer than metal poles, haisak shera, it was kosher. But akshav, shenep achios kal nifsla, and now that we turn it from airspace to metal, all of a sudden it becomes puzzle.
Did you combine it?
No, not exactly. Yeah, it becomes puzzle, because now you have more than 4 tvachim of the. Okay, so he says, they said bad to him, not that they didn't answer that, but they said, you have the same problem, he says to them. You said schach pasul posel be'arba amos. So let's just take the case and add it to your shiurim. So my ilu ikas schach pasul posel be'arba amos. I have 3.9 amos of schach pasul. and avir pachos mishlosha, and I have 2.9 airspace. And then what happens? My, we say it's kosher because you haven't reached any of the shiurim. And then ma'adu b'shipudim, I make the 3.9 amos into 4.01 amos, taking away from the airspace and adding a metal pole. You would also say psula. Why do you say that? Same halacha to you. But the airspace is good, but when you put the less kal thing, it's no good. He says, my psula, lo ye, same question, lo ye avir haposel b'shlosha, which is more chomer, kisrach posel haposel b'aramos. So he says, v'aminu lo ana, and he says to them, I have an answer. To me, it's not a question. The same question he asked to them, they asked them, which applied to four tvachim and three tvachim, you can apply to another case of four amos and three tvachim. What's the difference? So he says, no, v'aminu lo ana, hamai, what are you asking me? Bishlam alidi, it makes sense to me, the amina, that I say, Arba amos b'shum shi'ura v'lav shi'uruhu. Hai lav shi'uruhu. Hai lav shi'uruhu. Heved alav shavu shayi l'adadi lo mitstarfi. El yidchud amritu shi'ura v'shum hafloga. Mali spali b'shlak pasu. Mali spali b'shlak pasu v'avir. I'll say it outside. Basically, Rava is making a distinction between his understanding of why something is pasul and their understanding of why something is pasul. He says that my understanding of schach pasul is because there's a set shear, like we were explaining before. It's a set shear. This is the shear for this. This is the shear for that. Your understanding, chachamim, the way Rabbi was explaining it, has nothing to do with a shear or not a shear. It has to do with making a hefsek. So if it's making a hefsek, what should be a difference? Why should, if one's more chachamim than the other, why should you have, why, by adding the poles in, why should that make it pasul? You've actually minimized the hefsek. Basically, it's a machlokus between whether it's a shear or he's minding the gap. You have to be careful of the gap. So let's read it inside again. And he says, and that's not the way we learned the chachamim in the Mishnah. We learned the chachamim also that's a shear. I don't know why the Gemara assumes that that's not the case. But he says, Bishmo didi dan mina arba amos. What's arba amos according to me? Mishum shi'ura v'lav shi'ura. There's a halacha moshe misinai that arba amos aschach pasul is considered a shear in order to pasul a sukkah. Any less than this is not considered a shir chashuv to pasul. Then that's the reason why, in the case of a Mishnah, that it pasuls a schach pasul with arba amos. Not because up to four amos we say dope and akuma. You're not talking about dope and akuma in our Mishnah. He says more than four amos is considered a chashuv place. So its own place. Less than four amos, I don't care about. I ignore it. Right? So then he understands why they're not mitzvah. So that's why, if it's 3.9 of pasul schach and 3.9 amos of pasul schach, at 2.9 tefachim of airspace, it's kosher. But then I add it to the pasul schach, it's kosher. If I add it to the pasul schach, it becomes pasul because that's the shear. I've now hit the shear level. So high, the avir is not lav shear hu, because the avir, that 2.9 tefachim of airspace, is not the shear of psul. Kevan de lo shav shear lai daidu, because that's not the shear they set for it. But then and it's not, and therefore lo mitzdarfi. But when I hit the, and it's not going to combine the air to the pasul schach. But when I hit four amos of the pasul schach, that's a shear, that's gone. But according to you, el yidchu, the amritiyu shear, you say the shear schach pasul of arba is tvachim, it's not halacha moshe misinai. Because there's nothing in our Mishnah talks about four tvachim. Right, rather it's mishum haflaga. You say it is because of a separation. So that makes sense. If the whole thing is a separation, so the four tvachim is a separation for the metal, three tvachim is a separation for the airspace. Well, so I had 2.9, I had 3.9 and 2.9, and then it's kosher. Then I add it, and it's kosher. Then I add it to the airspace, and it becomes pasul. Why? I still have the same separation as I had before. I'm not clear.
Why the distinction between space and pasul? It's just a question of...
Right, so why shouldn't this be the same shear?
Right.
I don't know.
Obviously, it just makes some shear. That's the problem.
But what? But if Rabba's explanation is correct, what Yossi is asking, if Rabba's explanation is correct, it all depends just on having a break, a raplaga, why is one four tvachim and one three tvachim?
Break.
But he doesn't go by shiurim.
A break is a break.
A break is a break. It shouldn't make a difference whether it's schach pasul or airspace. It should just be.
See, I have a problem.
Yeah.
If you have to,
add to it.
No.
Yeah.
Let's say you don't add to it. Okay.
No, add to my problems. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not.
All right.
You have a schach pasul next to the wall. You make the dofna come and stretches over the schach pasul.
Right.
You now connect with the thing. See, now you have only a little bit of ayinah.
Right.
That's why if you just add a couple of pieces, it's not a problem. You're not adding to it. You're just helping the other
right.
side out.
But the
air situation. It's, you make you.
We're in the middle. We're in the middle of the sukkah now. We're not on the side.
I know.
The best example is you have two shirim on the shirim for eating.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. Can you combine them?
Exactly.
We'll get to that.
It makes the most sense.
We'll get to that. Okay, so Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabba, okay. Basically, Rabba said that there's a difference between, because you say it as, you don't say it as a shir, I say it as a shir. So Amar Le Abaye, Ulamar Nami, Nihidu Lo Shavu Shirayu B'Sukkah Gdola, B'Sukkah Ketanim Lo Shavu Shirayu. Wait. Okay, fine. By a Sukkah Gdola, right, the Schach, there's no, there are different shiurim. When it comes to a Sukkah Ketana, there would be the same shiurim. What's that case? He says, well, let's read the first Rashi. Let's go back. Elidhu darmino shi'iru didihu mishum haflaga. You say it's because of a separation. The ha'arba'a de karmitayu. The four tvachim that the Rabbanan said, I'm just trying to go back to see if I can explain, we can get a better understanding of it. There's the four tvachim that we said, there's no mention of that in the Mishnah. Where'd you get four tvachim? Must be, atun hainu tamaychu. This must be your svara. Mishum nechom makom chashuv in dal tvachim yot makom chashuv la'atzmo. Because dal tvachim is always considered a makom chashuv by itself. So atem omrim sha'avzeh makom hu la'atzmo. So you say these four tvachim is also a makom hu la'atzmo. Bechotis b'sukkah. This becomes a schukkah. Bechotis b'sukkah zol asoso kishtayim. The ain't the funnels lehem. So mali it palik. So why do I make a dip? Right. So why do I care whether it's separated by tzchach pasul or separated by an avir? I guess it should be the same. Maybe that's his question. Maybe
the question before whether
maybe that's Rabba's question.
Separation in the middle. Maybe,
right. Okay. So then Abaye says, according to you, I can say nihi dilo shavu. Right. You have four amos for airspace, four amos for tzchach pasul, and three tefachim for airspace. Right. That's what he said. Yeah. So he says nihi. The low shavu shirai b'sukkah gedola. When it comes to sukkah gedola, they're not the same shir because the schach pasul is out of amos and the abba and the avir is three tefachim. Nevertheless, b'sukkah ketana, let's say I have an exact sukkah of seven tefachim by seven tefachim. Mi lo shavu shirayu. In that case, the schach pasul and the schach pasul and the airspace, the same amount would pass the sukkah. Because if it's a 7x7 sukkah, if you get rid of any amount of the airspace on top, the same amount would passel them, right? Would passel, right? Rashi says, Milo Shavu Shirayu, Al Korchach Echad Zev Echad Zev Pesul V'Gimel Tvachim. Even in that case, if I have a sukkah of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim,
does make a difference if the shear is a shear?
No, because if I have a sukkah of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim,
the shear changes.
Of course it changes, because if I get rid of, if I have more than, if I have. Right. Right. So that's the answer. That's the answer the Gemara is going to give. The Gemara then says, the Gemara says, Amrele, he says, there, Hasam Lab Mishum Shabi Shirayo. There, the reason why the puzzle is not because it's the same shear, it's because Ella Mishum the less the shear of the sukkah. Once you have that space, then you take away the sukkah. You take away the sukkah. So it's nothing to do with the shearim. It has to do with the sukkah. That's the answer. That's the answer.
No, hold on a second. No. Yes. It has to do with both.
No, because what?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It has to do with both. In a large sukkah, you have the size, 3 and 4, depending on the size of the sukkah. On a small sukkah, you don't have it because you destroyed the sukkah.
Exactly.
So the shear changes depending on the size of the sukkah.
That's his point. So his point is you tell me that they don't have the same shear. I'll find a case we do the same shear. Rabbi answers, not like you, Mati. The reason why that's possible is not because they're the shiurim of the airspace and the sukkah is not possible. It's possible there because you got rid of the concept of the sukkah because it's too small.
Correct. So therefore this shear is a different shear.
The shear is still a different shear, Rabbi says. That's what Rabbi answers to Abaye. Okay.
All right. It's a different shear, it's a different outcome.
It's a different outcome. Okay. It's
outcome.
So then.
Anything.
It's gone. Okay. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbi. The Gemara asks on Rabbi. The Kol Heichad Lo Shabi Shirai Lo Dugan Mustafi. Really? We never combine? Rabbi's question to them sort of was. Rabbi said that if the shiurim are not the same, they're not mistarif. That's what he said. I have two different shiurim. They're not mistarif. Therefore, 3.9 here, 2.9 here, it's not mistarif. But if I add to the 3.9 to make it 4, because almost it makes it possible. Because those two possible shiurim are not mistarif. Is that really cool? True? That two different shiurim are not mistarif to make an esser? Well, it's a little bit of a sidebar here. But the following Mishnah in the 27th parak of Kalim. We've all gotten there. We're talking about tumas metris, you know, lying down on a article of clothing. Habeged, So you have an article of clothing which is woven from wool. Right? So the bengal is woolen article of clothing, okay, which is set aside for a zav to lie down. So it becomes an avatuma if the zav does sit on it, shlosha al shlosha, if it's the size of 3x3 tefachim. Hasak, hasak is something, it's made out of something more, from Bali Chaim, they say. Hasak is yeah, a sock is
Burlap.
It's made from hair. It brings down here. The first Israel said it's made from the hair of an animal. Okay, so
yeah.
That's yeah. A, that's what he says
it
made from.
Shall ease, Rashi says.
Right. So a sock. Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Where?
Rashi
sock. I don't see it. Sock. Minutza shall isim asoy. Who av yoter? It's a little thicker, but a begev. Ain't a big over shall or. Okay, it's in a middle size. That is makabel tumah if it's arba al arba, 4x4 tefachim. Okay, haor if it's made out of, I guess, leather, it's chamisha al chamisha. That's when it's makabel tumah. Chamisha al chamitza. Mapats. I don't know what that is. It says something with gemi. I don't know. Reeds. I'm not sure. What is it, how does he translate it?
Mat.
What?
Mat.
A mat of what? Made of what?
Reeds.
Reeds. Okay. So that's shisha al shisha. That only is makabel tumah if it's 6x6. So each of these different materials become susceptible to tumah if the shear of their what they're making with different sizes, 3, 4, 5, 6 tachim. So what happens? We've combined the two, right? Tani Allah, but Tani Allah, and there was we learned about that Mishnah. There's a whole to do of where we learned Tani Allah, but it seems to be it's a Mishnah in Meila. But the Tani Allah, because what Tani Allah usually means is a brisa explaining the Mishnah. But this is another. There are no brisas in Kalim. This is another Mishnah. Tani Allah habeged vehasak. So we have a beged which is 3x3, and the sak is supposed to be 4x4. Habegev v'hasak, or sak v'or, or 4x4 with a 5x5, or v'hamapatz, and 5x5 with something that's supposed to be 6x6, mitstavrim zedzeh. Let's say I have the lower one, supposed to be 3x3. So I have 2x2 of this one, and 1x1 of the other one, it combines to make it mekabel tumah. So you see, you can combine. You see this concept of combination. So he says, no. Hasam, the katani taima, there, the reason is different. It's not because they're combining, it's because by itself, this combined material is also susceptible to something makabel tumah, right? Hasam kid tani taima amar Rabbi Shimon my taam hoel v'roy l'tami moshav, because they can be matama moshav. Someone can sit on it. Even if it's just a tefa, you can sit on it. So these combined things are not going to be matama from what they were originally made. They're a different thing, and now they can be matama for tefa for tefa. That's why they combine. There, Mishnah and Kalim. So now the Gemara says, how do I know that? They have the same shear when it comes to Moshav. That Moshav, it's right. The first one we said was Medrash. Now we're talking about Moshav. That Moshav, anything that's tefach by tefach, that's enough, right? Because it's not hamikatzev kulon. If you cut with a sharp knife any of these things listed above, tefach al tefach. If it's tefach al tefach, tameh. That becomes tameh. When the Umara says tefach al tefach la maichazi, what can a one tefach by one tefach art piece of cloth be used for? You can put it on top of a donkey and sit on it, I guess, so to speak, to make it a little softer for you when you sit. So when they're combining, like it's sort of like a saddle type thing. When they're combining, they're not combining to make tumas medrash, they're combining for tumas moshav, which because that's the same shear. So therefore, they're only combining when they have the same shear. But things that have different shear are still not combining. Right, the same thing. I mean, let's say I ate a half a kazayas of forget chatushir, a half a kazayas of chazir, and a half a kazayas of nevela. You may not have eaten a kazayas of isra yet to get maplus. I mean, it's the same shear.
It
may
not
be
a yuma. Half a
shear
of water, half a
shear
of food.
Damasar, to be over. Correct. Okay. So that was this a sidebar. Going back to our conversation that we just had. Conversation we just had was how much of a schach puzzles in the middle of the sukkah. Right, so everyone agreed that airspace was 3 tefachim. The question was, sach pasul, was it 4 amos or 4 tefachim? So we learned it that the person who said 4 tefachim was Rabba. That's how they learned it in Surah. The Surah, amil ha'ishmaita b'hai lishna, the lashon that we had now, that it was Rabba arguing with the Talmidim of Rav. But in the Harda, they learned it as follows, masnu this way. Amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, sach pasul, the emsa posel barba, that it's Shmuel who says that schach posel is four tefachim min hatzad arba amos, and on the side it's arba amos because on the side you have dofen akuma, The Rav, and Rav is the Bar Plukta. It's a Machlokas Rav Shmuel. The Rav Amar, Bein Min Atzad, Bein Be'emtza Ar Amos. The airspace, no matter what, is for Amos. The way they learned it in Nardo is not the Machlokas Rav and the Talmidim, but Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And that Rav here lines up with Rav who we had previously. So now we're going to start asking questions on the Shitas, but basically we're going to ask based on the Gears of Nardo. So let's keep Shmuel and Rav in mind. And Shmuel says airspace is for Tvachim in the middle, but for Amos on the side. And Rav says no matter what, it's for Amos. Okay. So Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah on Yudalit. We learned in the Mishnah that said over there, Nasan Aleha Neser Shehu Rachav Arba Tvachim. Let's say you put a board on top of the sukkah that's four Tvachim. Okay? So we said the sukkah is kosher. Four Tvachim board is kosher. Wait a second. So let's figure this out. Bishlam Rav, I understand why Rav the Amar Bain the Emtsa Bain Sad Ba Arma Amos Mishlam Hakishera. According to Rav, fine, I understand. It's four Tvachim, that's why it's kosher. But it's a Neser, so you have a problem of whatever the Gzeira is, Mishum Tikra.
It's not possible because it's.
Okay, but it's still possible. It's still possible, Stach. So the size, whatever Dura Rabban, it is Duraisa, will be the Din Dura Rabban, right? It's El Shmuel. The Amar be'emtza ba'arba'a. According to Shmuel, it says that Tzchach Pasul passels with four Tvachim, Amayk Shira. Why should this Netzer be Kusher? Right? Why should Netzer be Kusher? It's four Tvachim. So he says, Hachum Ayeskinon, what's that case talking about? That's Menatzad. That's on the side. That's where it's Kusher, because on the side he can have four Amos.
Yeah, but how does Mishum Tikri go about that? You can't use these boards as a separate reason, because it's Mishum Tikra.
So put it on the side. You have Dofen Akuma. Right, the Dofen Akuma takes care of that because the wall moves in and that doesn't count on top. Okay, that's question number one. Next question I'm going to ask on Rav. Rav says that, again, that Tzchach Pasul is. Wait, I'm going to ask now about four Tvachim. Okay, so, Shnei Sidinim. Okay, let's see. Shtei Sidinim. I have two sheets, right? There's them are Kabel Tuma. So they're puzzle for Schach. Mitzdarfim. You put them two on top, right? One is 2.3, one is 1.8. They combine. You hit your shear of four Tvachim, I guess. So Mitzdarfim. But Shnei Nisarim, two boards, and most boards were saying are four Tvachim, two boards are not Mitzdarf because of Xeris Tikra. Two separate boards, right? Rav Meir argues, and he says, Nisarim kis Sidinim, the Nisarim are just like the Sidinim, and then Mitzdarf to make the shear and Schach Pasul, because he says, Rameir said, you don't use boards, you can't use boards. So the Gemara says, now, what's going on here? Bishlam alahach lishna, the Amar Rav, according to the Lashon where Rav said, that Bein be'emtza, Bein min atzad, barba amos. If you say that it's four amos on either side, then my Mitzdarif, what does it mean that they're Mitzdarif, that they are Mitzdarif or they're not Mitzdarif? They mitzdarif to the shear of Arba Amos. Okay, fine. El ahach lishna d'amar Rav, according to the first Lashon, which was Rav in that first Lashon, because it was the Talmidi de Be'rav over there, so according to that Lashon of Rav, where it's be'emtzar b'arba, where four tvachim passes in the middle, so hechi dami. What case are we talking about two boards? The boards are four tvachim. That's the definition of the boards, he said. Boards are two tvachim. Idi isbuhu arba, if they have four boards, four tvachim, each individual one has four tvachim, Lama who leads to Rufi. What do I care about being Mitzdarif or not? They're puzzle in and of themselves. Right? And either less Buarba, and if they don't have four Tvachim, what do we call a board that's less than four Tvachim? Schach. It's Schach. Either less Buarba, Ikanya Ba'amaninu. That's Schach. So it's going to be Stark make a puzzle. That's Kasha Schach. What's the problem? So he says, okay, no. La'olam, the Isbuhu Arba. It is four Tvachim. So if it is four Tvachim, it should be puzzle. Because it reached the shear. So umay mitzdarfin, what does it mean that mitzdarif? The mitzdarif la arba amos min atzad. If I have all the boards running down the side, not in the middle, if they're on the side, you know, four tvachim, four tvachim, four tvachim, four tvachim, up to the point where it gets to more than dal amos, the mitzdarif to void dofen akuma.
What's the chiddush there?
Because they're individuals, individual boards. That's I think that's the chiddush. The individual, so they're mitzarif together. You can mitzarif the shear together.
You say that it's still kosher.
See, it's mitzarif. It's still kosher up to four amos and beyond four amos. They're all mitzarif together to void dofen akuma. Okay, tashma. Again, now we're going to ask again on the sheet that says that the psul is four tvachim. Tashma. Sikicha binisarim shel erez. So you use these cedar woods, right? You see the cedar boards. Sheyesh behen arba, that have four tefachim. Divrei hakol, all. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, that's what we did on the other day. It was that they hold that as psula. But ein behem arba, but if they don't have four tefachim, then Rav Meir posts, and Rav Meir says it's still pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Okay, this is a leave of the Shmuel that we learned from the other day, that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree four tefachim is no good, and under four tefachim is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says pasul, Rabbi Yehuda says kosher.
So under four, we said it's like under four tefachim.
That was what we said in that sheet, that was a machlokas that we learned on, that was a machlokas on Monday. Okay.
Under three for sure, it's fine.
Under three for sure, it's fine. My focus was between three and four. Okay. Ain't been up, right?
Three
is tikkun. Correct. So umodir Rav Meir agreed though. Rav Meir agreed though in that case. She'im yesh ben nesel neser kemelo neser. Like he agreed that if in between each puzzle board, right, each schach puzzle board, there was space that equaled up the space of the non kosher sheminiach psal, that you put psolas down. Psolas says psal goren, you put psolas down by neyen, and you put it down together, and you have its kosher. So that's the case. He says if there's a space in between, put the kosher schach in between the non kosher schach. So now we ask the question: bish lamalamanda amar bein beemsa bein minatzad ba'arba amos. According to my Madam, who says that schach pasul castles four amos, either on the side or in the middle. So mishum hachik shera. That's why it's kosher. I lay down the kosher schach between the non kosher schach to break up, so it doesn't equal four amos. Okay, but ella lemanda amr beemsa barba amayk shera. According to my Madam, who says that four tefachim of schach pasul alone passes the schach. What does it do for me if I put kosher schach in the spaces in between? I still have these boards, this non kosher schach of four tefachim. That's going to passel the sukkah. That should make it passel. What does adding the kosher schach do? So the answer is Amar Rav Hun Rei Rav Shua Hacha b'sukkah de lo havi ela shmone mitchum senas askinan. We're dealing with an 8 amma wide sukkah. So it's 8 amma, is 48 tefachim, right? 8 times 6, 48 tefachim. So what do? Yahiv neser the psal, the od neser psal. You have neser is non-kosher, psal is kosher. Neser non-kosher, schal kosher. Neser non-kosher, pesel kosher. That I do from the right side. I do the same thing from the left side. So it ends up I have 8 tefachim of kosher schach smack in the middle of the sukkah. Right? 8 tefachim, right? The Yahiv neser psal, neser upsal, the neser upsal. Vinesser upsal me haigisa. Vinesser upsal. Vinesser upsal. Vinesser upsal me haigisa. The habiluhu shne psal and the emsa. Now I have two psal, two kosher schach in the middle. The emsa, the ika hetra sukkah, the emsa. And I have a kosher sukkah in the middle. Okay. We will stop here.